This is Chris Johnson, goddammit. I did a podcast recently about commercial auditions and radio and shit. And I don't know if I've ever really gotten too, like, in-depth with some of this shit. But I would get auditions periodically. I still get them periodically. And I've been doing this for years, and you don't get shit. But, like, there's been a couple things I've been a part of. I was in a 1-minute supermarket spot. I was playing some woman's husband on St. Patrick's Day, talking about, like, fucking savings and beef and shit or whatever the fuck. I was in that for 7 seconds. I got paid $200. I was, like, a finalist for something, and I didn't get paid for, but I should have gotten paid for because I had to go down to the goddamn studio. If you go down to the goddamn studio, you should be getting fucking paid. Because, like, the person running the studio, I mean, that's his fucking time. Like, he brings people in so he can use his studio so he can get fucking paid. Like, you get paid as the quote-unquote actor. I never like to use that term because I'm not a fucking actor. I'm just a dick. I'm just a fucking random asshole. But that's what they fucking call you, like, voice actors. So, like, some of the more pretentious ones will be like, oh, I'm a voice actor. Yeah, you've been in three local fucking commercials, for fuck's sake. I mean, get the fuck out of here. You're not doing fucking animation. You're not in cartoons, goddammit. You're not in video games. I don't hear that shit. But, like, I had to go down. I was, like, the finalist for, like, a fucking cartoon seagull. Like, these are the roles I fucking get. This is what Chris Johnson gets. Dickhead husband, cartoon seagull. I ended up not getting that fucking part. I was fucking furious. I was fucking furious because I had to go down. I had to go down to the fucking studio 2 days in a row. The first day, the fucking director wasn't there. And then the second day, I was recording with this asshole named, like, Gomez or some shit. And he was in South Carolina. I mean, this is all, like, fucking digital. They patch you in and shit. This guy actually was in commercials. He was in, like, these NHL commercials for, like, credit cards and shit. Like, I actually recognized his voice, so I knew this motherfucker. So me and fucking Gomez are doing this shit, and the fucking director's not there, and this fucking asshole is having us read these fucking scripts without the fucking director, and we fucking go through that shit, and then the director gets there, like, 15 minutes late, and he listens to it, and he's like, this is not really what we're going for. Well, motherfucker, if your fucking ass was here on time, we wouldn't have to fucking guess with these dumb fucking seagull scripts. The fuck is this? It's for, like, some seafood chain down south. Fucking bullshit. The most notable thing was the first thing I ever got. It was, like, a Mexican food chain, and they were fucking casting people for cartoon tacos or some shit, and I fucking got it. Here's how that works. Like, you don't really know if you get parts or not, because, like, people are submitting, like, shit all over the place. So, like, they don't fucking tell you if you don't get a part. But they will tell you if you're a finalist for a part. They're like, hey, put Chris Johnson on hold. We fucking might want him. But then you still might not get it. You're just, like, a final four or whatever the fuck. And then, like, they'll tell you if you got it. So really, nothing's fucking set in stone until they fucking get it. But these motherfuckers are national. So I'd, like, sign a contract and shit, fill out a fucking W-2s. And the deal was $400 to record, another grand if they fucking use it. So I went down to record, I go down to the fucking studio, and these assholes are in LA. So, like, I'm in this fucking tiny room, right? Like, the studio is awesome. Like, the dude who runs it is a fucking pilot, and he's a good dude, and he knew who I was from radio. So I get along with that guy. Sometimes it's like fucking radio that you envision, like, when you see on TV, where there's a guy at the control board, and he looks through the glass, and there's another guy with a microphone, like, you know, doing shit. If you're patching in from, like, out of state or some shit, it's not really like that. Like, I'm in a fucking small soundproof room. You move around a little bit. There's a chair in there, a table. You put your fucking water. There's, like, a stand. We can read the script, microphones and shit. There's that fuzzy shit all over the fucking walls. Absorb the sound over the fuck. And I got these fucking headphones on. And I can hear my guy who's in, like, the control room. And then they patch me in to, like, these assholes in LA. So I can hear everybody. If the LA assholes talk, I can hear them. If my guy talks, I can hear them. If I say fucking anything into the mic, everybody can fucking hear me. So I got to keep the fucks and shits to a fucking minimum. What they end up doing is they schedule, like, studio time. And Mexican food people schedule, like, an hour a time. And you don't always record for an hour. Like, there was an hour time for the fucking seagull shit too, but I was only there for 15 minutes. And, like, the supermarket spot, like, you know, you gotta get down there at a specific time. You don't know how long you're gonna be there. We recorded, I was done in like 5-10 minutes. But these motherfucking taco people, I recorded for an entire fucking hour. It's kind of why I was pissed. I didn't get the extra grand. You fucking made me record shit for a fucking hour? You didn't fucking use any of it? And they're all, like, weird lines. Because I'm a taco. Like, how fucking serious can these fucking lines be? And, like, how it works is, like, if there's, like, a paragraph you gotta read, they might just have you read the fucking paragraph. But if it's, like, one line, like, if my line was, like, oh, pour that fucking sauce in me, motherfucker. Basically, what you end up doing is you read that shit in a set of three. I don't know why. It's just what you fucking do. So my agent was like, are we gonna do sets of threes? So I walked in there. They're like, do the line. I was like, do you want a set of three? They're like, yeah, we want a fucking set of three. And then they thought, like, Chris Johnson knows what the fuck he's talking about. He's a professional. I recorded these dicks for a fucking hour. There are two weird fucking dudes from LA. They'd be like, hey man, why don't you do this line spicy? And then I'd be like, oh yeah. And they're like, whoa, 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 that's too spicy. It's too spicy. Give it a little less spicy. What the fuck am I doing here? Like, is this real life? Am I actually fucking doing this right now? They're like, hey, can you do a Shatner? It's like, not really. They're like, well, just do it. Just try. Just try to do a fucking Shatner in this next one. Like, fuck, I guess. Like, I don't know. I don't remember what I did. But they're like, oh, okay, that's good. Do another one. Do you know what, man? You're thirsty in this one. You're thirsty. It's like, Jesus Christ. And we did it for a fucking hour. I'd record a fucking line three times. They'd tell me to do it a different way. We did like 60 fucking takes of this shit. And every time you do it, they're like, fucking Red Hot Mama, take number one. And I would do it. And they'd be like, all right, let's do Red Hot Mama, take number two. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. They did pay me $400. I would love to get a hold of that fucking footage. I don't know, it's probably gone by now, but like, you probably would fucking love to hear that. I'd fucking love to hear that. 4 years later, I'd fucking love to know what that sounded like. 5 years later, it was a long time ago. It's 2017, I think. 2016, 2017, something like that. Anyway, there's your fucking peak. That's your peak into the fucking shitty, non-union commercial world. At least up here. Other places might do it differently, I don't know. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, so it's a new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Listen to me fucking anywhere, please. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter, that is the Johnson Hate You. I am on Facebook, right in my timeline. I'm also on Instagram for photos and videos and just me. Just you want to see me? Of course you do. You can find that on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes.